This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. A movie is being made about a woman who, in her later years, said that certain racial groups were human weeds, really, in an early televised news interview. The current popularity of Margaret Sanger comes from her unique version of feminism that promoted a licentious and freewheeling sexuality for women, and she founded Planned Parenthood. However, her original name for Planned Parenthood was the Negro Contraception League. When Operation Rescue looks at problems at local abortion clinics, one business stands out as outdoing all the rest, and that entity is fighting new laws to bring abortion clinics to the same standards for, say, clinics that do knee surgeries, other ambulatory surgical clinics. That clinic is the last active abortion facility in Missouri, Planned Parenthood of St. Louis. Operation Rescue says that this particular abortion provider injures a woman every 42 days. This is Life News Radio. Here is a riddle for you. What is the one failure that comes before every elective abortion? It is a failure on the part of two people, a man and a woman, to understand their true vocation. Their true calling by God as to how they should use their entire life for Him and for others. So pray for an end to abortion, but pray also that human souls would find their true and holy vocation. In other headlines, Italian abortion numbers are falling to new lows, and Facebook wants to shame out of existence those who write what's called fake news. Problem for pro-life folks is that Facebook plans to rely on abortion-friendly outlets to determine what is fake and real surrounding the life issue. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.